Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so I started that. Okay, so, I need to get something else for my office. Just in the interest of full disclosure, I had an eye surgery on Monday, and it didn't quite work out so well, so I need to wear some glasses right now, so I need to get them in my office.
I saw them in the, he wore them at the military.
I double checked his work.
Always wrong.
No, what it is it's different. He did, I believe, when he was correlating us all, like a 1-to-1. Mm-hmm. Like, you said 5, you said 5. But I went back and I did it. Yeah. If I did 5, you did 4, and you did 6. So it's much closer to that, you know.
I think he did all every combination, I think. So that he could find out which pairs are the best. I think he did every possibility of.
Okay. So. Yeah. The question is, how did I arrive at these figures that I sent you today at 2 o'clock? What I did was I took the output, and mine's an SPSS, but everybody has Excel. Each one of you has a correlation with everybody else. So each person has 5 correlations, right, with the other 5. So, for example, Chris, you have 5 correlations with Marie, the lovely Michelle, Brianna, Giacomo, and Dustin. Marie has her 5 correlations with the other 5, etc. So I took the 5 correlations for each person. I merely took the mean.
Okay.
And that's how I calculated. What I've noticed over the years that I've led coding teams is that the people who are getting it and doing better are the ones who have the higher correlations with everybody. That's not always the case. There could be an outlier. For example, Chris, you had the lowest correlation. That could be that you're the only one who's seeing this correctly and everyone else is wrong. I'm not saying that facetiously. It's possible. I mean, you know the system better than anybody, I think. You spent the most time examining.
But were you doing like a 1-to-1, like he said 5, I said 5, and that's how we...
No. What I did was, this is how I calculated it. I took everybody's responses, mm-hmm. I entered them in the computer as a column, just as you sent them to me. Mm-hmm. And then I took your column and I correlated it as a variable with everybody else's. That's how I calculated it.
So all those ratings combined?
Yeah. Well, not combined like in addition, but I looked at all the ratings as if it were a variable, mm-hmm. a variable of 15 subjects. Mm-hmm. And then I and we don't have to calculate reliabilities this way. This is just the one that was easiest for me for our purposes. Ultimately, when we calculate reliability for you guys' dissertations, we don't have to calculate reliability this way. It's an easy way to do it, though. Another way to do it is to subtract distributions, right? And to see which subjects, if you were, or in this case narratives, differ by more than one. That's another way to do it. And we've been sort of doing that informally in our discussions.
Okay, because that's how I was looking. So I got a different ranking order, like the plus or minus one rule, where if I say 5, a 4 or a 6 correlates with me. So.
Right.
So we were much closer, actually, that way, with Giacomo being the most point. With only...
Oh, did you calculate your own reliability?
I just did it through a matrix. So, I mean, if you took Giacomo's answers down his whole column and you were looking at, if he said 7, he could, match with a 6 or an 8.
Yeah.
So, out of all the possible combinations, there were only 17 where he didn't, write on 1-to-1 with somebody.
So, with the other 5...
Yes, with the other 5 coders.
Distributions.
So 5 times 15 is 50, 75. So he had 17 out of 75 misses.
Okay.
Marie and I tied at 18, which is, you know, still there. And then Melissa had won at 19. Brianne was at 19. And then Dustin was at 32.
Oh.
Yo! I give Dustin a pass.
Yeah, but I mean, so it was, you know, very much within like one or two. And it could have been on like one, you know.
So now, did you calculate percentages or?
I was just looking at the pictures. No.
Okay, so let me see your
white spaces.
No, you did this in what?
Color. Oh, so it goes down by. So I mean, the white spaces, the ones they missed on where it wasn't close.
You added these yourself? Because I didn't. How did you get everybody's distribution?
They were on there, page 47.
Oh, that's right. I asked SPSS to do that. Yeah. Okay, and then you copied and pasted into what did you use?
I just put them next to each other.
No, in Excel?
Yeah.
Is it Excel? Okay, so you did in Excel. And then you just did eyeballed this.
Yeah, I just tallied, color-coded for if it was a match, it got a shade of gray. Mm-hmm.
How do you know how to do all this stuff?
Huh?
How'd you learn how to do all this stuff?
It's very rudimentary descriptive statistics.
Well. Yeah, I mean, one way of calculating reliability is just to see if you agree within one. That's a very common way of establishing reliability.
I mean, that's just what we've been kind of, you know, like
we've been doing it in these. So he's just codifying what we've been doing all along in these meetings. I did it a different way.
Oh, you like went through.
I see. Okay.
I just wanted to make the point that I wasn't that.
Oh my
ridiculously
gosh.
Far. Well, I mean, it was disturbing to see, but then I'm like, when I looked at the actual thing, I'm like, well, you know, actually, I'm pretty close within one of